Mas mababa sa 10 ng mga Australianong millennials ang positibo sa kanilang hinaharap na may partikular na pag-aalala ukol sa mga tahanang abot-kaya, terorismo at pangangalaga sa kalusugan. Narito ang ulat ni Nina Stevens at Andrea Nierhoff na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ayon sa mga Australianong millennials, ang hinaharap ay hindi ganoon kaliwanag. Sinurvey ng isang research company na Deloitte ang 8,000 millennials mula sa 30 bansa. Sa survey nito, binigyang depenisyon nito ang millennials na ipinanganak matapos ang taong 1982 at kinakatawan ng isang partikular na grupo, ang mayroong college o university degree, full-time na empleyado at nagtatrabaho sa malaki at pribadong sektor na organisasyon. Natagpuan ng survey ang sadyang madilim at negatibong pananaw kung saan nasa 5 lamang ang umaasa na bubuti ang sosyal at politikal na sitwasyon sa susunod na taon. Sa kabilang banda, 36% ng kanilang internasyonal na kasabayan ay nararamdaman naman na ang sitwasyon ay bubuti. Aabot lamang sa 8% ng Aussie millennials ang naniniwalang sila ay magkakaroon ng mas mabuting buhay kaysa sa kanilang mga magulang. At kalahati sa bilang na ito ay kumpiyansang sila ay mas magiging masaya. Sinabi naman ng Deloitte's National Leader for Human Capital na si David Brown na ang kanilang pagiging negatibo ay sinasalamin lamang ang kasalukuyang kondisyon ng mundo.
I think that they are genuinely questioning whether we are the lucky country. For most millennials, they see their parents having had a home, have had good jobs. And yet today what we're seeing is it's harder for them to get a job. The whole contingent workforce and the changing nature of that. I think that what we're seeing in the Australian market, if you look at the political context and the constant shifting nature of the number of leaders that we have had, I think those issues, I think we're starting to see a greater transparency and concern around issues of safety and terror and those sorts of things. So I think they're all contributing to it.
Ang ilan sa mga pangunahing alalahanin ay kinabibilangan ng terorismo, krimen at personal na seguridad, kapaligiran, tahanang abot-kaya at papataas na hindi pagkakapantay-pantay na yaman. Sinabi naman ng millennial na si Jonathan Forage na kanyang partikular na naiintindihan ang pag-aalala ukol sa pagkakaroon ng sariling bahay.
The numbers are hard to ignore with the increasing price of that. I think it's something that isn't assumed anymore, that you will in your 20s own your first place. I think it is something that if you commit to it, still very attainable, but I think that is a commitment and something that needs to be made a focus.
Ngunit isang bagay na kanilang nararamdaman na positibo ay ang mga susunod sa kanila, ang Generation Z, kung saan 6 sa 10 Australiano ay naniniwalang ang post-millennials ay may kagalingan para sa 21st siglo. Ayon kay David Brown, mayroon pa rin pag-asa.
They actually see the Gen Zs as having more opportunity than themselves. They see them as being more creative, they see them as being more socially, from a technology perspective, that their skill sets are stronger there. Perhaps there's a whole generation of our millennials who, from an attitudinal perspective, are looking forward to their parents and they're looking behind them at who's coming and just feeling crunched.
Isang millennial si Gina Lednya at kilala bilang Gen Yer na dumating sa Australia galing sa New York matapos ang kanyang pamilya ay nilisan ang Belarus nang bumagsak ang Soviet Union. Ngayon ay pinapatakbo niya ang sariling negosyo sa social media at sinabing ang lokasyon ng Australia at ang kasaysayan nito ay iniimpluwensyahan ang kanyang pananaw.
I think seeing the environment of Soviet Union and communism and political upheaval, and then being in a place like Australia, we are so incredibly lucky to have all of these opportunities that we have here. And it actually allows us the opportunity to worry about the little things. You need a fair bit of struggle or something to be able to know how lucky you are. And I think in Australia, at times, we don't actually get that perspective.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.